This is the Sakar Murli of 22nd of January 2025. Essence. Sweet children, this drama is eternally predestined and created very beautifully. You children know the past, present and future of this drama very well. Question. On the basis of which attraction will all souls be drawn to you? Answer. The basis of your attraction is your purity and power of yoga. It is only through this that there will be your expansion. As you make progress, people will instantly recognize the Father. When they see that so many are coming here to claim their inheritance, many of them will also come. The longer it takes, the more attraction you will have. Om Shanti. You spiritual children know that you came down here as souls from the Supreme Abode. This is in your intellects. The Father comes when most of the souls have come down and only a few remain up there. It is now easy for you children to explain to everyone that the resident of the faraway land comes at the end of the cycle. Only a few now remain there. The population here is continuing to grow. You also understand this. Since no one knows the Father, how could they know the beginning, middle, or end of his creation? This drama is unlimited. Just as actors in a limited play know that so-and-so has received such and such a part, so the actors in this drama should also know about it. Those people produce short dramas of things that happened in the past. They can't create anything about the future, but only about things that happened in the past. They also produce and show dramas based on stories they make up. They don't know the future. You know that now the Father has come, establishment is taking place, and that we are claiming our inheritance. Whoever comes, we have to show them the way to attain a deity status. How did those deities become so elevated? No one knows this. In fact, the original eternal religion is only of deities. Because those souls have forgotten their own religion, they say that all religions are one and the same for them. You children know that Baba is now teaching you. All of these pictures, etc., have been created under the Father's directions. The Father enabled them to paint the pictures by giving them divine visions. Some even painted them using their own intellects. It has been explained to you children that you should definitely write, "You are actors in this play." However, none of you knows the creator and director of this play. The Father is now establishing a new religion. The old world has to be made new. Keep this in your intellects. The Father only comes into this old world to make you into Brahmins. He then makes you Brahmins into deities. Just look how good this method is. This drama is eternally predestined, and it is created very beautifully. The Father says, "Each day I tell you very deep and subtle new aspects. When destruction begins, you children will know the past history of everything that has happened. You will then go into the golden age, and you won't remember any of this past history. At that time, you will act out your practical parts. To whom would you speak of the past? Lakshmi and Narayan know nothing of their past. You have the past, present and future in your intellects. You know how destruction takes place and how you build palaces and rule your kingdom. They definitely will be built. The scenes and scenery of heaven are absolutely unique. As you continue to play your parts, you will come to know everything. This is called bloodshed without cause. Unnecessary loss continues to take place. When there are earthquakes, there is so much damage caused. When they drop the bombs, that is also unnecessary. No one does anything to initiate that. Those who have broad and unlimited intellects understand that destruction did take place and that there was fighting and quarrelling. People even create dramas about that. You can understand that it would definitely have touched someone's intellect at some point. You are now in practical forms. You also become the masters of that kingdom. You know that you will definitely go to a new world. Those who take this knowledge, either from Brahma or the Brahma Kumaris, and become Brahmins, can go there. Many Brahmins still live at home with their families. You would not even know many of them. So many go to the centres, and so you would not be able to remember all of them. There are so many Brahmins there. As the number of us grows, there will be countless Brahmins. An accurate calculation of them can't be made. A king would not know accurately how many people there are in his kingdom. He would have an approximate idea from a population census, but there would still be a difference. At present you are students. This one is also a student. All of you are brothers, which means that all of you souls have to remember the Father. Even a baby is taught to say Baba, Baba. You know that, as you make progress, people will come and instantly recognize the Father. When people see how so many are coming here to claim their inheritance, many of them will also come. The longer it takes, the more attraction you will have. To the extent that you become pure and stay in a stage of yoga, so the more attractive you will become. Others will be pulled here. The Father also attracts them. You will then continue to expand quickly. Methods will be created for that too. Who is the God of the Gita? It is very easy to remember Sri Krishna because he is corporeal. The incorporeal Father says, "Constantly remember me alone." Everything depends on this aspect. This is why Baba has told you to make everyone write this down. Make a long list of these things so that many people will come to know them. When the intellects of you Brahmins have firm faith, the tree will grow. However, Maya's storms will come until the very end. When you have become victorious, there will neither be any of it, nor Maya. It is in trying to have remembrance that most of you become defeated. The stronger you become in yoga, the less you will be defeated. A kingdom is being established. You children must have faith that it will be your kingdom. Where would the diamonds and jewels be brought from? Where would the mines come from? All of those things did exist. There should be no confusion about this. you will see in a practical way whatever is to happen. Heaven definitely has to be created. Those who study well have the faith that they will become the future princes and that they will have palaces of diamonds and jewels. Serviceable children will have this faith, but those who are going to attain a low status would never even think about how they are to build their palaces. It would be those who do plenty of service who would receive palaces, would it not? There will be maids and servants to serve you. Only serviceable children will have such thoughts. You children can understand which of you do good service and which ones will bow down to the educated ones. Baba too has these thoughts. An old person is said to be like a small child, and so his activities are like those of a child. Baba only has one act to perform, to teach his children. If you want to become a bead of the rosary, you do have to make a lot of effort. You have to become very sweet and follow Srimat, for only then can you become elevated. This is something to be understood. The father says, judge for yourself whether whatever I tell you is right. As you make progress, you will have visions. As the end comes closer, you will recall that 5,000 years have now passed and that you have to return to your kingdom. Having gone around the cycle of 84 births, you have now come here. It is said that Vasco da Gama sailed around the world. Similarly, you went around the world whilst taking 84 births. There was only one Vasco da Gama who went around the world. Here too, it is only the one who can tell you the secrets of your 84 births and how the dynasties continue. Examine yourselves to see whether you have any body consciousness inside you or not. Check this so that you don't fail or become upset about it. When you develop the power of yoga by remembering Shiv Baba, no one will be able to slap you. You will then be protected by the shield of your power of yoga, and no one will be able to do anything to you. If you get hurt, there must definitely be some body consciousness in you. No one would be able to hurt you when you are soul conscious. It must be your own mistake. Reasoning also says that no one can do anything to those who are soul conscious. This is why you do have to make effort to become soul conscious. You also have to give everyone this message. God says, Man Man Above. Which God? You children have to explain this too. You will become victorious through this one aspect. The intellects of all the people in the world believe that it was God Sri Krishna who said this. Therefore, when you explain to them, they will say that it must be true. However, only when they understand this, as you have understood it, will they say that whatever the Father teaches must be correct. Sri Krishna wouldn't say, no one can know me as I am and what I am. Everyone can know Sri Krishna. It is not that God speaks through the body of Sri Krishna, no. Sri Krishna only exists in the Golden Age. How could God come at that time? God only comes at the most auspicious confluence age. Therefore, you children have to make them all write this down. You should have a very large book printed containing all their opinions. When others see how many people have already written those things, they too will write something. You will then have many people's written opinions on who the God of the Gita is. At the top it should say, "The Father is the highest on high." Sri Krishna wouldn't be called the highest on high. He cannot say, "Constantly remember me alone." God is higher than Brahma. This is the main thing, and it is because of not understanding this that they have become bankrupt. Baba doesn't say that you can stay here. No. Once you have adopted the Satguru, you can return home. A bati had to be made at the beginning. A bati has also been mentioned in the scriptures, but no one knows what that bati refers to. A bati, furnace, is for baking bricks. Some bricks are made very strong, whereas others crumble. Here too, none are like gold, but there are plenty like pebbles and stones. There is plenty of regard for antiques. There is also plenty of regard now for Shiv Baba and the deities. However, in the Golden Age, there is no question of regard. People there don't go searching for antiques. There you are fully content, and so you don't need to search for anything. You don't have to dig for anything. Digging starts when the copper age starts. When they start to construct a building now and they discover something in the ground, they think that there must be many ancient things underneath. In the Golden Age, you aren't concerned about such things. There is nothing but gold. Even the bricks are golden. Whatever is fixed, whatever you saw happen a cycle ago, you will see again. When a soul is invoked, that too is fixed in the drama. You should not be confused about that. Second by second, that soul continues to play his part, and then he vanishes. This is a study. There are innumerable pictures on the path of devotion, but your pictures are filled with meaning. You don't have any meaningless pictures. Unless you explain your pictures to people, they won't be able to understand them. Only the Father, the wise one, the knowledgeful one, can explain. You now receive directions from God. You are part of God's dynasty, of God's clan. God comes and establishes your dynasties. At present, you don't have a kingdom. You did have a kingdom, but not anymore. The deity religion definitely did exist. There were the kingdoms of the sun and moon dynasties. The Brahmin clan, as well as the sun and moon dynasties, are created through the Gita. No other religions exist at that time. You children now know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world cycle. Previously you thought that a total annihilation took place. Sri Krishna has been portrayed floating on a peepal leaf in the ocean. Sri Krishna would be number one, but there is no question of an ocean. You children now understand these things very well. Those who study this spiritual study very well will receive great happiness. Only those who study well will pass with honors. When your heart becomes attached to someone, you continue to remember that person when you should be studying. Your intellect would go in that direction. That is why students remain celibate when they study. You children have been told here that your intellects mustn't go to anyone but the Father. Baba knows that many of you still remember the old world and that even whilst you are sitting here, you don't listen to him. It is the same on the path of devotion. Whilst they are sitting in a spiritual gathering, their intellects wander here and there. This is a very hard and important exam. Whilst sitting here, some of you don't even listen, whereas others do and experience happiness. They continue to swing in happiness as they sit in front of Baba. Whatever your final thoughts are, if your intellect is in yoga with the Father, they will lead you to your destination. You do have to make effort for this. You receive plenty of wealth here. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to become a bead of the Rosary of Victory, make a lot of effort. Become very sweet and follow Srimad. 2. Yoga is your only shield for your safety, and so you have to accumulate the power of yoga. Make full effort to become soul conscious. Blessing. May you transform yourself and reach your goal of perfection by remaining aware of the word special. Constantly have this awareness. I am a special soul who is an instrument for a special task, and show your speciality. Especially remember the word special. Let your speaking be special. Let your sight be special. Let what you do be special. And let your thinking be special. By making everything special, you will easily become a self-transformer and a world-transformer and easily fulfill your aim of achieving perfection, that is, of reaching your destination. Slogan. Instead of being afraid of obstacles, consider them to be test papers and pass them. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. Increase the quality of your mind and quality souls will come close. There is double service in this, of the self and others. You will not have to make separate effort for yourself. You will experience your stage to be as though you have attained your reward. The elevated reward of the present time is for the self to always be full of all attainments and to make everyone full. Om Shanti.